case number 10,948, Paul Getzels, east of Road 243, Donovan's Road, approximately 247 feet south of Road 244, Wilson Road. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic Carmine & Weidman, located here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicant, Paul Getzel, who has applied for a 1.5-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing residence. This improvement has been in its current location on the property since 1969. The property record card does indicate that the improvement was inspected by a field check in 1974, at which time the structure was approximately 5 years old, therefore suggesting that it was constructed in 1969. The prior owner of the property is Shawnice Godwin. She became the owner of the subject property on August 2nd, 2011, when title was transferred to her from her great-grandmother, Rosie M. Garrison. Ms. Godwin's great-grandmother, Rosie M. Garrison, inherited the property from her daughter, Mari K. Cannon, upon her death on April 4th, 2010. A survey was obtained by Paul Getzel, the current property owner, in accordance with the purchase agreement with Ms. Godwin just prior to closing. This survey did reveal that there was a 1.5-foot encroachment into the side yard setback, and this settlement was held on January 18th of 2012. Unfortunately, Ms. Godwin was unable to attend the hearing tonight. She is employed in Dover, and her shift at work began at 4 o'clock, and she was unable to get off. As a result, I do have an affidavit that she executed confirming the facts that I have set forth thus far and confirming the additional facts that I will present to the board. And with your permission, I'd like to submit this to the board for consideration.
Yes, please.
Thank you. In addition, the affidavit supports that the property is unique in shape. It is a long and narrow lot. This hardship was not self-created by the current property owner, Mr. Getzel. He did acquire the property in January of this year. It was not created by Ms. Godwin either. She was not even born until 1990. And again, this structure was built in 1969. And it wasn't created by her predecessor in title either, as she didn't acquire the property until 2010. Again, the improvements have remained in the same location since 1969. There's no possibility that at this point the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code, as it would be necessary to move the structure. Therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and if authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Also, if authorized, the variance will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the issue. Of the regulation and issue. And for those reasons, I do respectfully request that the board grant this variance. And I thank you.
Mr. Isaacs, the built in 69 would consider this non-conforming, correct?
68.
So she inherited the house and the variance, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, are there any questions for members of the board then? Further questions? Mr. Wharton? Mr. Rickard, do you have any further?
No, not right now.
Okay, Mr. Wharton?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, then, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10948. For the following reasons, the variance will enable reasonable use of the property. The difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance, if granted, will not alter the character of the neighborhood. And the variance and the minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second, for the same reason that was stated.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 10,948. So, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, I agree for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, obviously it's unique in that there's it's a narrow property. It's been in existence since for as long as our ordinance, almost, and without issue. I agree it's a necessary and able reasonable use of the property. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but former owner. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the request suggests that it's a minimum to afford relief. I make vote yay.
And I also agree with the reasons that have been previously stated. That having been said, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,948 is approved.
Case number 10.